This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia City Council committee has voted to advance approving the proposed Sixers Arena on Market Street. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was live with us moments after it happened.
Council, sitting as the committee of the whole, passed the bills by a vote of 12 to 4. One of the members is traveling and not here. She was an opponent, so it would have been 5 to 12. But only 9 votes are needed to pass the bill, so 12 votes is a quite easy passage. There was a lot of brinksmanship and last-minute negotiations, but in the end, the legislation passed with just a few amendments. The community benefits agreement, which had been the major sticking point, is set at $60 million, which the 76ers agreed to a week ago. And in exchange, they did get some concessions on other aspects of the community benefits agreement involving community use of the arena, involving how SEPTA will be reimbursed for riders. Right now, there is pandemonium in the council chambers. Supporters here cheered when the vote was taken, but opponents booed and chanted coward. And so it was quite a lively session.
Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Homeland Security officials had a briefing with lawmakers Wednesday about the mysterious drones that have been seen up in the sky in recent weeks. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, there are still plenty of unanswered questions.
Where the drones are coming from, who's flying them, federal officials don't have definitive answers yet. North Jersey Republican Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia, in a post on X, though, described some of the findings. She says officials told them in the meeting these drones that are about 6 feet in diameter are able to dodge radio and helicopter detection and move with the lights off. And these aren't the type of drones everyday hobbyists use. While federal officials maintain these are not a threat, New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew has called on the military to shoot them down, and he says the public just can't be kept in the dark.
You have something the size of a Chevy Suburban hovering over your backyard, and these reports are real, and they don't deny them. The Pentagon doesn't deny the reports. Nobody does. There's something going on here.
Van Drew says sources told him the drones are coming from an Iranian ship off the coast of New Jersey, but Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says that's not true.
There's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's prisons are so dangerously understaffed, a court ordered the city to fix the problem. So the city boosted its recruitment and just graduated the largest class of correction officer cadets in a decade. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
The 48 cadets in the latest PDP graduating class caps off a year that saw 100 more people complete the training academy than in 2023. Prisons Commissioner Michael Resnick says the influx should help what has been a massively understaffed workforce.
We're about 54% staffed in any organization. If you have half the people you need, there's going to be strain on the people that you have. We're asking people to do a lot.
And as they bring in more trainees, 56 expected in the next graduating class, Resnick says they're moving operations to a state-of-the-art training facility after decades spent using the warden's house at the old Holmesburg prison.
There was a facility on campus and we renovated it, and it will allow us to train simultaneously two classes of 60 each, plus there's a training annex for training our current staff.
These undertakings, along with hiring the Walls Group, a firm specializing in recruiting correctional officers, and implementing retention measures, are all part of an August 16th federal court mandate to remedy the prison system's staffing issues and put $25 million toward improvement. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Delaware County Council has approved a 23% property tax increase despite outrage from residents. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
On average, property owners will pay $15 more a month in taxes next year. That's not something many of the people who attended Wednesday night's council meeting are happy about.
None of us can go and be like, hey, I'm going to use taxpayers' credit card and just spend, and not hit a budget.
Delaware County Councilmember Elaine Paul Schaefer says they have made different cuts at departments around the county, but after nearly a decade of no new property taxes and a 5% increase last year, this increase is needed to keep the county running.
This is a hard decision. It's an unpopular vote that none of us want to make.
County Council Vice Chair Richard Womack held the lone vote against the increase, but council says they will implement his recommendation to have a community budget commission give input for next year's budget.
What can we do working together that will benefit the residents to make our county continually to be strong and efficient?
Council is also implementing a real estate tax deferral program to help eligible property owners struggling to pay the new rates. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.